Congratulations, Jerkazoids! It is now 11 p.m. on Monday, April 29th, 2024, and you are listening to CJSW 90.9 FM, broadcasting live from Treaty 7 land with 18,000 watts of power out of CJSW 90.9 FM out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I am your host, the big swinging dictator of the late night airwaves who goes by the name of Baron Mark von Frankenstein the 13th, and I may spend most of my evenings rampaging across the countryside with an angry mob of torch and pitchfork wielding peasants in hot pursuit, but I still manage to find time in my otherwise jam-packed schedule to stand behind ye old twin turntables of terror for 60 minutes every Monday night, spinning hit after hit from the bottomless pit for the edification of puny human wastoids from sea to shining sea. The name of the show is Radio Free Transylvania, and you might think that one meager hour could never hope to contain the kind of thrills, chills, and kills that discerning lobotomites like you crave, but I assure you, what this program lacks in length, it more than makes up for in girth, and by the time I'm finished probing your gaping ear holes with my throbbing scepter of sound, you'll be left gasping, sweating, and begging for more. And you don't need to shed any tears for the poor Transylvanian loyalists in exile, because thanks to the modern-day miracle of syndication, they are able to satiate their obscene cravings in pre-recorded form on both CILU and Thunder Bay and on Radio Laurier in Waterloo. And now that we got all the introductions squared away, I hope all you wastoids out there in Radio Land are ready to rock and roll in both the literal and figurative sense, because it was exactly 121 years ago today that approximately 30 million cubic meters of sedimentary limestone rock unexpectedly broke loose from the eastern face of Turtle Mountain and subsequently rolled on down into the valley below, thus burying the unsuspecting town of Frank, Alberta, in the mere blink of an eye. The so-called Frank Slide remains the deadliest landslide in Canadian history, but due to the less than stellar record-keeping practices of the time, coupled with the itinerant nature of the town's population, nobody knows for sure just exactly how many people were entombed on that day, or how many still remain buried beneath the rubble, but experts estimate that the bodies of anywhere from 70 to 90 people still lie beneath the 82 million metric tons of stone that rained down on Frank, Alberta back in 1903. And I'm going to get tonight's show started with a tune in honor of all those poor unfortunate souls who lost their lives on that fateful day. So without any further ado, here come the Liars with a little ditty they like to call Buried Alive.
I'm buried alive, way down below. down by the graveyard. Lock me in my room. Throw away the key. You don't know what that moon's been doing to a devil man like me. Well, that old devil moon casting shadows on the city. Casting Dr. Howland in its sickly faded light. You shiver at the side. Lock me in my room. Throw away the key. You don't know what that moon's been doing to a devil man like me. We'll be right back.
night I didn't think I loused. And she came and put me into overdrive. Got my ass caught and I was screaming, let's ride. This is so good. So good. Finally, lady was smiling at me, chest. I needed a romance, I hope would last. Hey, baby, you're looking good. Just like the ladies in the picture.
Transylvania, and I am the big kahuna from the Black Laguna, the one and only Baron Mark von Frankenstein the 13th. We just heard So Good from the Unusuals, on top of that Durban Poison with Wanna Hear About Dancing. Huevos Rancheros doing Cindy with an S, Old Devil Moon from Jackson 5's, and we open the show up with Buried Alive from the Liars. And I hope all you Loistoids out there in Radio Land are ready for another one of my classic forays into the wild world of Roman Catholicism, because today is the feast day of first century Italian martyr St. Torpez of Pisa. Depending on who you ask, he was either a gladiator, a soldier, or maybe even head of the Imperial Guard. He was allegedly converted to Christianity by St. Paul the Apostle himself, much to the chagrin of Roman Emperor Nero, who subsequently had St. Torpez beheaded for heresy. But wait, there's more! The ancient Romans had a real penchant for exacting purely symbolic and needlessly complicated punishments to corpses. So they hurled St. Torpez's severed head into the Arno River and set his decapitated body adrift at sea in a small boat accompanied by a dog and a rooster in hopes that the unlikely pair would devour his remains. Ooh, legend has it that the boat eventually washed ashore on the picturesque French Riviera, and I'm sure you're all curious as to whether the aforementioned fowl and canine duo feasted upon his carcass as intended, but St. Torpez's body was miraculously preserved. Ensuring he would be the perfect candidate for sainthood. Now, despite the fact that the historical record doesn't show that he had any seafaring experience prior to his posthumous maritime adventure, he was made the patron saint of sailors. But don't none of you Astoids let his lack of nautical know-how get you down, because I'm going to get this next set started with a crash course from some veritable experts in the field. Here comes the Hoodoo Gurus with a track called Death Ship.
Thank you. perhaps the unspeakable.
Stop her!
She invites it. The Dunwich Horror, based on H.P. Lovecraft's terrifying tale of those who explore the supernatural. Sandra Dee, Dean Stockwell, Ed Begley, Sam Jaffe in The Dunwich Horror.
We'll be right back.
listening to Radio Free Transylvania, and I am the Dread Crimson Spectre, who haunts the late night FM dial of the vengeance. The name is Baron Mark von Frankenstein, the 13th, and we opened that set up with Death Ship from the Hoodoo Gurus. After that, Artificial from the X-Ray Specs, the Smugglers, a little instrumental track, and we just heard the Dish Rags doing Past Is Past. And you better believe that there's plenty more where that came from. So all your revolting wasteoids out there in Radio Land better brace for impact, because here comes the Helicopters with the Electric Index Eel. middle finger on the fickle hand of fate. The architect of your imminent undoing. The one and only Baron Mark von Frankenstein. The 13th, and you are listening to Radio Free Transylvania live on CGSW in Calgary and pre-recorded on Radio Laurier in Waterloo. We just heard Ain't Got No Sense from Teenage Head on top of that Bugging Out from Satan's Pilgrims. Hans Aplast in the number two spot with Rank Xerox. And we opened that set up with the Helicopters doing a track called The Electric Index Eel off of the newly remastered version of their seminal 1999 LP Grande Rock. You can pick that up on Nuclear Blast Records. And speaking of eels, I hope you late night lobotomites remember to pack your water wings, because we're about to plunge beneath the waves and into the briny deep for tonight's news flash from the science desk concerning one of the most primitive and revolting parasites in the entire animal kingdom. And I know what you're thinking, but I don't mean myself, because I am talking about the blood-sucking lamprey eel, technically referred to as Petromyzon marinus. It belongs to a class of jawless fish known as Agnatha, and feeds by using multiple circular rows of teeth to latch on to larger creatures. Now, lamprey eels first evolved somewhere around 360 million years ago, and for arcane evolutionary reasons concerning stem cells and gestational development, biologists always assumed that the lamprey's lack of a jaw meant that they branched off from other forms of vertebrate life before the development of the sympathetic nervous system, which governs the fight or flight response. But according to some startling new research published a few short days ago in the journal Nature, a developmental biologist at the California Institute of Technology by the name of Marianne Bronner recently found very clear evidence of sympathetic neurons while studying the creatures. Apparently, nobody found them before because nobody was looking for them, which not only goes to show that blind assumption has no place in science, but also pushes back the evolutionary development of the fight-or-flight response by at least 50 million years. And that means you sniveling cowards have been fleeing in terror for a lot longer than anyone previously suspected. And on that note, you better get ready to run for the hills, because I'm going to get the last set of tonight's show rolling with a real aggressive number from Chrome Reverse called They Wanna Fight. We'll be right back.
most cunning, depraved, ruthless killer in all the world's history kill again after he dies.
The Hands of the Ripper. Jack the Ripper live again as his fiendish daughter inherits his lust for murder and revenge to kill again.
And again.
And again.
In Hands of the Ripper.
Gory terror roams the streets as the Hands of the Ripper leave a baffling trail of blood and a murderous trail of helpless victims behind.
When the Hands of the Ripper strike, you feel the grip of heart-stopping terror on your throat.
It takes nerves of steel to face the Hands of the Ripper. Can you?
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
back with. We better get ready. On top of that, we had the Primitive Sound doing Tower 23, Quiet Jungle with Everything. And we opened that set up with Chrome Reverse doing They Wanna Fight. And that's it for tonight. The time has come for me to scuttle off into the darkness from whence I came. But you better not touch that dial or else. And while we're on the subject of threats, all you slack-jawed wastoids out there in Radio Land, better be sure to tune in to CJSW 90.9 FM at 11 p.m. next Monday night for a new installment in the ongoing saga that is Radio Free Transylvania. And until then, do none of you vast jerkazoids dare forget that I am Murphy Frankenstein, and you are not!